Bill Diggins is sitting at breakfast in a posh San Francisco club, the kind with pricey paintings on oak-paneled walls, the kind where members are big deals and big deals are made. Diggins is working on a big deal right now. He's presiding over the comeback of one of the most successful pop groups in history, TLC.
It's exciting because you are birthing something that you just don't know what the outcome's going to be.
Diggins is the longtime manager of TLC, the 90s pop group founded by Tion T-Boz Watkins, Rosanda Chili Thomas, and the late Lisa Left Eye Lopez. The group hasn't had a new record since Left Eye's death in 2002, but that changes now with the release of their self-titled album. It was funded by more than 4,000 fans who contributed $430,000 on Kickstarter. Diggins engineered that fundraising campaign. He was also the driver behind the scenes for TLC's sold-out show this spring in London. The group also appeared recently on Dancing with the Stars and the Today Show, and soon will be headlining stages across the country with the I Love the 90s tour.
You know, music business has two words to it, music and business. And the music has to have freedom. The business side of it has to have conformity.
Diggins delicately balances the creative and the pragmatic, a skill he began honing when he left South Buffalo some 40 years ago. Back then, he had only a high school education and a burning desire to be something or somebody great. He started his adventure by moving to California and selling welding rod. He sold a lot of it. Even more so, he learned how to pitch a product and how to make deals. By 22, he had a home in Bel Air and was working on his next career move. Diggins wanted to become a music manager. He worked for Billy Idol, Johnny Rotten, and Bjork. Then, some 20 years ago, he got on a plane, flew to Atlanta, and had the most pivotal meeting of his career. That's when he met TLC.
What are you going to tell us that the other 10 managers haven't? Mr. Diggins.
That's from the VH1 movie Crazy Sexy Cool, the TLC story. Diggins was an executive producer on the film, which tells the group's tale. Three young women, all from meager beginnings, who join together to create hit music, yet deal with business issues that seem more crazy than they do cool. After the group members split with their original management, Diggins tried to give them a better deal.
I will devote all of my time to make sure that you girls can actually benefit from your success.
The movie captures the essence of that first meeting, which Chili recalled in a real-life dressing room conversation.
Every top manager in the world wanted to, you know,
find a piece of it.
Of course.
Yeah.
So Diggins offered something different. If TLC hired him, he promised to move to Atlanta.
I was like, you got the job. That did it.
That made the deal, and over the next few years, he became like family to them. Chili's son Tron even calls Diggins Uncle Bill.
Somebody tells you no, you just keep going.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I say, because that's what Uncle Bill does.
They did keep going, even in the face of tragedy. When Left Eye died, T-Boz and Chili stepped back from music for a few years, and Diggins went to work in the tech industry. But when TLC was ready to make a comeback, he was ready for them. Here's T-Boz.
It's funny because the first time I ever met Bill, my question to him was, are you ready for us to ruin your life?
True story.
Yeah.
And he said, huh? I said, are you ready for us to ruin your life? I was like, because, you know, we're not going anywhere, you know, and we're going to be here a long time.
Today, from his home base here in the Bay Area, Diggins is focused on getting TLC back on the charts.
When you get into your 50s, you're not supposed to really be taking risks. But I don't, it's the alchemy in my body. I don't know how to do it any other way.
Diggins only aims high. His ultimate goal? For TLC to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. From San Francisco, this is Tim O'Shea of the Buffalo News on WBFO. Don't go change.